The following was submitted by Nancy Zayach regarding her late brother-in-law and former Bradford resident's contribution to the Brockville General Hospital on Monday. Brockville General Hospital celebrated the official opening of a new CT scanner. The new equipment was made possible through a generous $1 million donation made to the Brockville and District Hospital Foundation by the late Dr. Steve Zayach and his wife, Dina, in December 2019. The intimate celebration was attended by members of the Zayach family. "This is an incredible investment. Thank you," Dr. Kevin Tyler, chief radiologist at BGH, shared with the attending members of the Zayach family. "This new, state-of-the-art CT scanner provides better imaging results for area physicians to diagnose and treat patients, right here in our community. CT scans are critical to providing care in a hospital because they show more details than a regular X-ray, and by using 3D technology, allows medical staff to clearly examine organs, bones, and other tissues. The new equipment was installed earlier this summer." At the time of his donation, Dr. Zayach stressed the importance of having state-of-the-art equipment available at their community hospital. "This is something my dad wanted to do for a long time," echoed Dr. Jody Zayach, daughter of the late Dr. Steve Zayach. "I wish he could have had a chance to see it." "The Brockville and District Hospital Foundation is very appreciative of this gift," said Joan Simon, executive director at the foundation, who presented the Zayach family a rendering of the donor recognition signage. The celebration was fitting as November 15 was National Philanthropy Day, a special day to recognize the great contributions of philanthropy, and those people active in the philanthropic community, to the enrichment of our world. Accepting on behalf of the family was Joe and Nancy Zayach, brother and sister-in-law of the late Dr. Steve Zayach, Dr. Jody Zayach, daughter of the late Dr. Steve Zayach, and Addison Karkic, granddaughter of the late Dr. Steve Zayach. "Thank you to the entire Zayach family," said Nick Vlaholias, president and CEO. "Your family's commitment to BGH, and our dedicated healthcare workers, has created a legacy to remember Dr. Zayach. In his honor, we will modernize healthcare at BGH for many years to come. Being longtime residents of Bradford and the area, we often wonder what happened to those who used to live here. We speak of them but never follow up to see what they are doing today. My brother-in-law grew up in Bradford and became a pharmacist and then a dentist. He moved to Brockville in the 70s, had a family and pursued his dental career. My husband and I traveled to Brockville yesterday for the presentation of Dr. Zayach's generous donation, which he made prior to his passing in 2019. Due to COVID restrictions and issues obtaining the CT scan, it wasn't until now that we could get together for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. While at this presentation, we were introduced to the dignitaries of the hospital who were involved in the BGH, Brockville General Hospital, Foundation, and those who actually use this machine. In our conversation with the chair of the board of directors, Marilise Rettig, we found out that she is from Bradford. We got talking about where we lived and traveled from. As soon as she mentioned a name I recognized, we connected other names that were known to her, like her uncle, Dr. Hecking from Bradford, which brought other name up like Susan Hecking and Judy Hecking. "It is such a small world that we live in, and it amazes me who you can run into and where." Marilise attended the Catholic school on Moore Street and attended Bradford High. "It was so nice chatting with her and making that connection to her and to a family who has left us and made a generous donation." Marilise said she has not connected with anyone from Bradford, and to connect with us, it made a memorable day for her. Nancy Zayach, Bradford.